The Holy Gospel for today is from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, an interesting thing happened once. I'm going to say this with a straight face. I accidentally left a packet of seeds in my trunk of my car, and when it rained, my whole car turned into a chia pet. I don't know why. I thought that was so funny. I just kind of Googled garden jokes, planting seed jokes, and I found that one. You can thank David Hobson's Garden Humor website for that one. If you don't know what a chia pet is, we can talk after church. Okay, chia pets aside, as far as parables of Jesus go, this one that we heard today is pretty familiar. It's one we're talking about sowing seeds, soil, birds, thorns, weeds, stuff like that. It's a good story, and like any good story, there are many layers of meaning. Let's start with the seed. Now, we're told that the seed is the word of the kingdom. What is the word of the kingdom? What is the word of the kingdom? Someone asked you, like I'm asking you right now, what is the word of the kingdom? How would you answer that question? You're going to have to talk loud again. God's love. Okay. What else?
Love your neighbor.
Love your neighbor. Jesus called himself the Word. Okay? Lots of answers. God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness. Jesus is the Word who provided a way in for those who thought they were outside of God's love. Okay, we also have several different types of soil in this story. We have the well-traveled path. What other kinds of soil do we have? Rocky soil. The good soil. The thorny ground. That's right. Now, if someone were to come and do a soil analysis on your life right now, what would they find? What is that ground of your life like? How well grounded are you? Are you like the seed that falls in the path, like the kids? What a great image of the kids pouncing on those Hershey's Kisses. The seed that falls on the path and gets gobbled up at first chance. Are you more like the rocky ground? You grow, but there's just not quite that depth there. Or are you living among life-choking thorns? Or are you one of those thorns choking the life out of someone else? Or are you like good soil, bearing good fruit in your life? It's amazing how just through a story, Jesus invites us to examine our lives, to look at our hearts, our minds, our souls, our hands and our feet, our actions, the things that we say, the things that we do, and to return to God, to center our lives back on God, to ground our lives in Christ. To remember that that word of the kingdom, that that love of God has been planted deep within us. To dig deep. Find that hope that is ours in Christ Jesus. To tend and nourish and nurture our faith in God the Creator. To live out the joy of God's love. The best part of this parable for me, the part that I love the most, is that honestly, it really doesn't matter what kind of soil we find ourselves right now. It doesn't matter how well grounded we are, whether we're tilled, weeded, fertilized, whether we're rocky or thorny, because the best part of this parable has nothing to do with the soil, but with the sower. That God is a gracious and generous sower. A reckless, relentless sower. Foolish sower. Tossing seeds of faith, seeds of love everywhere. Where no real farmer ever would waste or throw seeds. God is extravagant. Indiscriminate. The best news is that God's love finds us wherever we are. Even better than being good soil, we have a good sower. God has that miracle grow that makes those seeds of love take root and grow in our lives. How many of you have ever seen an evergreen tree growing out of the side of a boulder? How'd that happen? Or a flower growing in the middle of a crack of a huge asphalt parking lot? Healthy plants peeking over towering weeds. I've even seen seedlings that have taken root after they've passed through the digestive system of a bird. God does not give up on us. No matter what type of ground we are, there's always a way for God to get in. God is relentless and keeps sowing those seeds of love day by day, over and over and over and over and over again. We know that as children of God, this is our calling too, to be sowers of God's love, to be generous with all that we have, with who we are, to share God's love, to be gracious and loving, forgiving, indiscriminately. It is not up to us to judge the soil upon which these seeds of love fall. We are simply called to sow seeds, to love graciously, generously, extravagantly, recklessly. And the rest is up to God. In this parable, the sower reaped a great harvest. In one case, we're told 100-fold, in another case, 60-fold, and in another, 30. And I needed a little perspective on what that meant. A 7-fold harvest would have been a great year for a crop, more than enough to last until the next harvest. A 30-fold harvest would have fed an entire village for a whole year. A 100-fold harvest would allow you to retire in style, with all the chia pets you want. God's grace is always generous. God's blessings are extravagant, abundant, gracious. Novelist B.B. Moore Campbell writes, "Some of us have that empty barrel faith, walking around expecting things to run out, expecting that there isn't enough air, isn't enough water, expecting things that someone is going to do you wrong. The God I serve told me to expect the best, that there is enough for everybody." This is the God that this parable begs us to trust, pleads with us. Jesus says several times, "Listen, hear this. Trust this, know it, live it. Love abundantly. Love generously. Love extravagantly." Jesus knows how challenging life can be. Yet he also knows those abundant and generous ways of God. So he invites us to love recklessly. Because we never know where and how those seeds of God's love will grow. Even in us. Amen.